This Saturday and Sunday is the Jewellery Gem and Mineral Fair at Devonport. It's being held at the East Devonport School Gymnasium, run by the Devonport Laboratory Club. The president is Tony Young, who joins me now. Good afternoon, Tony.
Good afternoon, Martin.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Now, let's explain what the Laboratory Club's about. First of all, I'd imagine someone that collects rocks and minerals is a gemologist, but my understanding of lapidary is that you cut and polish the stones. Is that a fair assumption?
I guess, yeah. There's also the other side that we actually do what we call field trips and go out fossicking for the gemstones and minerals.
Okay. Now, this event wasn't held last year because of COVID. Is that right? You had to can it?
Unfortunately, that's correct. Yeah. And it actually happened only about 4 days prior. We were all ready to go and had the rug pulled out from under us.
But yeah. Anyway, we'll... you weren't the only one, Tony. There's a lot of events in the same boat as that one. So, obviously, you're pretty keen to go after not having an event last year then.
Yeah, that's correct. But we are... under COVID restrictions, of course, maximum of 250 at a time, but I don't think we'll exceed that at one given time.
Okay. And it's from 9 till 4 at the East Devonport School Gym. How long has it been going for, the fair? I mean, I've been in the Northwest Coaster for the last 35 years, and I reckon it's been around almost that long.
We actually started in 2010.
Okay.
No, sorry, 2011. 2010 was... the annual Jamboree was held in Devonport, and then because of the interest that was shown, we then formed our own fair, which was 2011. The first 2 years that was held in Latrobe, we outgrew that, and then we've been at East Devonport since. But 2016, the Jamboree, the National Jamboree, was held here in Ulverston, so we didn't clash with them. We didn't hold the event. And, of course, last year it was cancelled.
Yeah. So it's been around for just over 20 years, which is good. Obviously, there's enough interest there to keep doing it every year. What can we expect this year with the show, with the fair?
Well, we've got... It's full. We've got 89 tables, at least 12 interstate traders. And some of those traders are going on the following weekend to Hobart for the Easter... National Jamboree, so that fits in well with their program, which is normally how we run it every year. Hobart has their club fair, and the following weekend the traders come back up to us, and then the ones from interstate get on the boat and go home.
Well, I grew up on the West Coast. It was nothing unusual when we were kids to sort of head up into the hills for a whole day and just looking for quartz and smoky quartz and things like that as well. Do kids still have an interest in gems and minerals?
Yeah, we do have school group, in the past, but COVID's put a stop to a lot of things, but we, in the past, we've had the school groups come through, and we do have some junior members. There's surprising there is still an interest with the younger people.
Now, you've got some children's activities planned on Saturday and Sunday. Tell us about those.
Yeah, well, there's panning for gold, and some of that gold has come from the Doctor's Rock area. Then there's sieving for gems, and there's also a lucky dip, and there's what we call match the gems, which is not the physical gems themselves, but photos of them located throughout the venue, and then they have a sheet with the numbers on, so they match the number on the sheet to the actual gem, and at the end of that, once they've completed it, I think there's up to 14 to 15 different gems. They get a bag of polished gems when they complete the matching the gems.
Okay, now a lot of people wouldn't know we've got an official flower, we've got an official mascot and things like that. We also have an official gem for Tasmania, which Crapens will be Crapite, yeah. And yeah. It's only found in two places in the world, Dundas on the west coast and somewhere in Russia, I believe.
I think that's correct. I think it is Russia. It's a very unique mineral, and it's... very well known for, you know, being a Tasmanian mineral, so it puts us on the map from that respect.
Yeah, it's a beautiful gemstone. It's a really bright red for people who haven't seen it. Will you have any crocite there at the weekend?
Yeah, we do have one of the traders, or no, at least one, who's from Zion. He usually brings his display or his stuff for sale. So, but there are other traders that will have it as well.
Okay, now also that your club will have a display of its own, explaining what the club does and answering all sorts of questions for interested people, no doubt?
Yeah, we will have information. We've actually got a sort of a working demonstration, someone that will be demonstrating on how to facet gemstones, which is cut and polish the gemstones, so... Yeah, we're a bit short on volunteers, so we won't have a lot of stuff that we can demonstrate. But you know, certainly, there's club information that we can supply. Yes,
is this the only laboratory club in the north of the state at all, are there many around Tasmania?
Well, actually, Burnie's got one. There's Burnie, Devonport, Derby. It's only been going for a couple of years. And of course, Launceston, okay. And a smaller one on Flinders Island.
Wow, Flinders Island, is that where the Killer Cranky diamonds come from?
That's correct. Yeah, topaz. Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand that. That's a fairly unique Tasmanian type of mineral, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, well, there'll be plenty to see and do there over the weekend, Tony. It's only $5 for adults. Kids under 16 are free. Have a great weekend. And I think the weather forecast is okay for the weekend, so people will be out and about, and hopefully they'll swing by the East Devonport Gym and check out the 2021 Jewellery, Gem and Mineral Fair. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thank you, Martin.
You're welcome. Tony Young, who's president of the Devonport Lapidary Club. Now, if you want to know more about it, they've got a website and a Facebook page as well. If it's something that sounds like it might interest you, pop into the fair over the weekend and have a chat to the guys there and find out more about it. And if you're interested in that, they'll certainly point you in the right direction.